Welcome to episode 385 of the official Game Stitch podcast. I'm Ryan Walton, and as always, I'm joined by Dan Reamer.
Hello, good morning, afternoon, evening, good night, whatever.
Producer Gerald behind the glass.
Always. He's producing.
Making it happen.
I don't know what he's producing, but he's producing something.
He's producing this marvelous piece of ear candy.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. This beautiful earworm that just tunnels its way through your brain. It's what he does.
Good times.
Yep.
Here you go, Producer Gerald. Get it done.
We've been talking for an hour. Last week, I thought we talked for a long time.
We talked for a long time this time.
This time, we could have done four shows now in the time that we will have done two.
Yes, that's true. Mm-hmm. We could have.
We didn't, though. We should be prepared, though. I don't have my morning voice as much.
You don't? Well, that's good.
My allergies have gone away a little bit because we've been talking for an hour.
They've settled a little bit.
Yeah, they slide into that place that they go to each day. They don't go away, but they don't sound like they are that they impede me on my day as much.
Gotcha.
The good news about allergies, especially in the morning, is I could call out sick at any point. I sound terrible every morning when I first wake up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good for you.
Yeah, I don't even have to put, you know, the fake sick voice?
I do.
Yeah, I don't have to, hello? I don't have to do that.
Never used it.
No, because all you have to do is call and say, hey, it's coming out of both ends. I'll be back when I can get back. No one wants proof of that.
I'm not feeling well today. I'm not coming in. Because believe it or not, I work at my leisure, not yours.
Yeah, you could take a mental health day.
Well, some companies let you. Some don't realize that's a thing.
Yeah, I mean, you could call and say, I'm taking a mental health day. You don't need proof of that.
Right.
Some places just straight up ask you for a note if you're going to be out at all.
Right. They do. They do. And I think that's crap.
Yeah. Lucky enough, I'm not. I don't work at a place that does that. So.
Yeah, I don't either. For the most part.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't think employers, for some reason, I don't think they get it. Okay. Well, the reason I work is so I can create currency for my pleasure. That's it. That's the only reason I work.
I mean, yeah, I think the divide there is the employers just really don't give a damn about why you're there. They just need you to do more.
Right. But they expect some form of loyalty. Most of them seem to expect some form of loyalty out of you. And it's like, no, you're a dollar sign, bro, just like I am to you.
Yeah. Now, let me tell you about a situation I had. This is unrelated yesterday.
Okay.
But I thought, so I go to a gas station. I don't have enough fuel to get where I'm going yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday was a shit day. I want to say that. Like, okay. Everything I tried to do was fucked up.
I know, I've had days like that. I get it. Continue. Yeah.
So I'm already in a little bit of a mood. So I pull up at the gas station, I open my door, and immediately there's a gentleman there that goes, hey, can I get $4 for gas?
Oh, he asked you for money for gas?
I mean, my door is like a crack. I'm not even out yet. Hey, we live in Nashville. I don't have enough money to get home. Can I get $4 for gas? $4 seems like a pretty arbitrary amount.
It's an odd amount.
Yeah. So, but I'm having a bad day.
Right.
So I say no.
Fair enough.
I don't elaborate. I just say no. And I get out. I put my card in. And it says Chip Reed failure. And I was like, motherfucker. Like, this is my day right here. I put it in again. It says see cashier. I'm like, I just want to pay for my gas. Like, I don't want to have to go in. So I go in and
there's not a swipe option?
No. Because every time I swipe it tells me to insert my chip. And every time I insert my chip, it says Chip Reed error.
Oh, well, every time I usually, just to elaborate on your story for a second, usually everything I go to allows you have three chances to put the chip in. If it doesn't read, it lets you swipe.
Yeah, no, not here. Not happening. I tried more than three times. Let me just tell you.
Okay.
So then I go in, I get a bottle of water, I'm waiting in line to pay for my gas, and I, you know, I calm down a little bit, and I'm like, look, if I was stuck here, I'm sure this guy's scamming me, so I want to start there. I know how this all works.
Right.
Hang out at the gas station, you ask everybody, if one out of three gives you some money, you do pretty good. But as I'm sitting there, I'm like, you know, if I was stuck, I'd want somebody to take the chance on me. Mm-hmm. So I go to pay, I get $10 cash back. He only wanted $4, but I don't know what you do with $4. So I go back.
Did you at least ask for it in 2 fives?
No. Just 10.
So I would have.
So I go back. It's him. He's in the car, and there's a lady in the car as well.
Uh-huh.
So I walk back, and I'm like, hey, man, here's $10. You know,
Get your gas.
Use it for gas, right? So I go back over there to pump my gas, and he's like a stall over from me, but I can still hear him.
Mm-hmm.
And he walks over there, and he tells her, he goes, "Hey, I got some money. Let's go." Mm-hmm. So I'm like, see, this is why I don't fucking give people money.
Yeah.
And then she says, "Let's go." And he goes, "Yeah, let's go across the street." So I'm like, these motherfuckers. So he pulls out and they turn behind me, and I'm like, I could punch through a wall now because my whole day is shit. And now
you can't punch through a wall. I've seen you.
Yeah. But now I'm trying to do the right thing. Drywall. Now I'm trying to do the right thing.
Okay. Drywall.
And I fucked once again, you know,
that's life.
So the car pulls around me and they pull in, and the guy rolls the window down and he goes, "Hey, I just want to let you know, we're going across the street to get gas because it's 2 cents cheaper over there. I'm not getting gas." I'm like, whatever, get out of my face. So he pulls off. I didn't say that. I just said, okay, good luck, man. And so when I pull out, though, I look across the street, and he's actually over there getting gas.
Good. See, so did you feel better?
Yeah, I went through a full roller coaster of emotions with humanity.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, no, you can't have any money. And then I'm like, no, I should be a better person than that. And then I'm like, fuck that guy for playing on my good, on me as a good person. And then I'm like, you know what? That was the smart choice to get cheaper gas.
Yeah, it was.
Maybe I should have went across the street and I wouldn't have had to deal with any of this shit.
And you would have got your gas cheaper.
Right. But I was like, that ended okay.
I'm guessing you're like me, though. You have, like, your favorite gas stations that you go to?
The one on the right side of the road.
Right. Always. Always.
I don't go to anything that's not a name brand.
Or the one that's at an intersection.
Yeah. I don't go to anything that's not a name brand, and I don't cross traffic to get gas unless I have to.
Nope. Me either.
But I'm not getting it, like, you know, when it says, like, Jerry's Fuel or whatever. Like, I'm not getting it there.
Right.
Because I don't know about your gas situation, but if it's like a Shell or an Exxon, a Mobil, a BP.
Yep. Now I do have, there is an addendum to that, though. Like, yes, it can be a Shell or a Chevron or one of those, but it can't be one of the ones that has the service stations at them, too.
Oh, yeah, we don't really have that.
Oh, some do here, and I won't go to those ones.
You're like a Chevron where they also work on your shit?
Yeah, I don't. I do not.
Yeah.
No. Or a BP.
Yeah, see, we don't really have that here.
No, because it's usually like a one bay service station.
Yeah,
It's actually usually a Sunoco. But yeah, I don't fuck around with that shit.
So where I grew up at in Kentucky, we had a Chevron that had the one bay.
Mm-hmm.
I used to love going in there because they sold those little Chevron trucks that had the eyes on them that looked like cars before cars was a thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But yes, yeah, so I know what you're talking about, but we don't really have that.
No, not too many of them. No, that's good. That's good.
No, but we have a Sudden Service and a Shell around every corner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got Speedways. Speedways are big here.
I like Speedways. I like Racetrack.
Racetrack? Oh, there's Racetrack and then there's Fast Track.
Yeah, they just built a Racetrack not too far. Look at those Chevron cars. A bunch of those. Hey, shift over to eBay. Let's see if there's any value in those because I don't know if I'm that attached to them.
Oh, my God.
I like Racetrack because they have self-checkout. They're the only gas station I've ever been to that has self-checkout.
Oh, you mean for inside?
Yeah.
Nice.
No, yeah, you get
no
your
value.
Shit.
By the way.
$12. $12. Cancel that. I'm going to hold on to the memories. You get your shit inside the Racetrack, and then you just walk up to one of those things, and you just leave.
So you have to scan it and all that, right?
Yeah, but I can be in and out of that gas station in probably less than a minute.
Right. Yeah, I get that.
It's phenomenal. No interaction. No one's ever like, have a good day after you do it. Nothing.
Yeah, that's nice.
Walk in, grab your drink, beep, put your card in, out the door.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, it's really nice. They also, I don't eat like a maniac anymore, but they have a pizza bar, which you can buy by the slice, which is nice. They have the hot dog and the tornadoes rolling.
The tornadoes are a thing. I know the tornadoes.
So a man could get a meal and be out of that place in a minute if they wanted.
Hey, that's cool. That's awesome.
The tornadoes are just shit smashed into like a corn tortilla that just rolls on the hot dog roller.
Speaking of that, speaking of the pizza bar made me think of it. But up here where I am up in New York, we're known for like good pizza. And you can get good pizza pretty much everywhere. But I'll tell you what. Well, then you ain't been listening, Gerald. New York's known for its pizza.
Gerald made a smart ass comment about New York pizza.
But I'll tell you one of the things that every now and then you do just want like easy, cheap, variety pizza. And I miss we don't have CC's around here.
Mm-hmm.
And I do kind of miss CC's pizza.
There's I believe if you blindfolded me right now, I could taste like CC's pizza, gas station pizza, and then like a brand, like a chain, and then like a local place. I think I could pick them out. I could go 4 for 4.
You think
there
so?
There's a taste, yeah. Like you're saying, like you don't have a CC. There's like CC's taste like a thing.
Yeah, I agree.
It's like it's pizza, but it's different.
Right. Yep. Little Caesars is the same way. It's pizza, but it's different.
You could give me 100 pizzas, and I could pick out a Little Caesars.
Oh, yeah.
Little Caesars is doing its thing, and I know that. I've eaten so many hot and readys, like I just know that.
Mm-hmm.
I can because
every now and then, and that's the only option I have up here for like the cheap.
So you do have Little Caesars?
There's one Little Caesars. It's not close to me. I'd have to drive like 40 minutes to get to it because there's like one. But
are you judged if you're at Little Caesars in New York?
People get it. People get
okay.
it.
Sometimes
it's
right?
It's a thing up here is look, you go here, here, and here for when you want your good pizza. You know, mm-hmm. they have the best pizza. But sometimes you're in a hurry, you want it fast, you don't want to wait 25 minutes to go pick it up or whatever. Because that's another big thing here is not everybody does delivery. There's quite a bit of you call in your order and you have to go pick it up. It's usually, and then the standard is 25, 30 minutes. So, that's a thing too. And sometimes you just want to stop in your large pizza is ready to go or your medium pizza. You snag it up, you pay your $5, you go on your merry way and you eat.
Yeah, that's your hot and ready service.
Yeah, right. And that's a thing sometimes. So, and that's another thing is there are some places here that have really good pizza that they only do slices up until like 4 o'clock. Well, every time I eat pizza, I'm doing it for dinner.
Right.
So I can't just stop in somewhere and get a slice or two because there isn't one. So it's always a, you know, large pizza, sweet sauce, pie cut from Rick and Rosie's or Ralph and Rosie's. That's the best pizza around.
I'll tell you why Little Caesars is a genius because they have a whole menu, right? They have all this other shit. They have all these other pizzas.
Oh, but yeah, that they never have to make.
But you cruise in there and you're like, I'm going to get one of these extra most bestest or whatever. I want these crazy pizzas. I'm gonna go wild tonight. You pull up at the window and you're like, let me get one of those crazy pizzas. And they're like, ooh, but they're not hot and ready. So it'll be about 10 minutes. You're like, fuck it. Give me one of them hot and ready ones.
Yeah.
It's a brilliant plan. They have all these options. No one ever gets any of them.
Nope.
because you're faced with the reality that they can't just hand it to you, which you that's how Little Caesars works, right? I hand you my card. You hand me a whole pizza.
Right.
And we can't do our thing that we do now. You want me to wait like I'm anywhere else? And if I'm going to wait, I'll probably just go get a good pizza. And no offense. And
that's what was nice about what I miss about CC's is the variety.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's a buffet. So you paid like $6 or $8 with a drink. And it was all you could eat. But it was an option to, you know what? That pizza sounds kind of interesting. I think I'll try it. Man, that's garbage. So what?
I would say, as someone who has eaten at CC's a lot, all CC's is garbage. But
well, you know what
back.
I mean. This one.
Yeah,
well, you know. Like,
Gerald just uncovered a fact on why we've never eaten at CC's when we go to lunch. CC's is garbage, but I do go occasionally.
Yeah. It's not good pizza, but it gives you some options. And I like options.
I think you're being generous with the $8. I think it's like $4 for the combo.
Is it now?
Yeah, I think it's really fucking cheap, and I think that when you taste the pizza, you're like, I get it.
Yeah, see, because my wife doesn't like buffets.
I'm, Yeah, I'm with her.
And the, well, she doesn't like buffets because she's kind of a she can be a stress eater, and if there's food on her plate, she'll finish it so it doesn't go to waste.
Okay, so we're in a different spot, but I agree with the idea.
I like buffets because I like variety, but I also have control over, you know, I'm not hungry anymore. I'm not eating. I'm done.
Yeah.
But I like the variety and I like the choices. But you know, because she's my wife, we don't ever go to buffets. So.
I'm not a germaphobe. I don't care for the open air food. I also find that most things in a buffet are more bland than in a non buffet situation because they're appealing to the masses.
Yes, no, I agree with that.
And I actually prefer my food like over flavored. Like I don't like a subtle hint of flavor. Like I like in your face flavor.
Yep.
And you don't get that from a buffet. Even when we get Chinese food, I will order Chinese food.
Yes.
Versus a buffet most times.
If I go in, I will usually order a buffet for the options. I don't understand mozzarella sticks on a Chinese buffet. That's a thing I don't get.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, they always
that's
have
a story. That's that's a story for a different time anyway.
Do you have a Golden Corral or a Ryan's? I think
no.
They all went out of business.
No, we don't have any. We don't have any of those style buffets here anymore.
The Corral is popular here. Yeah, you got Shoney's?
No.
Man, Shoney's not popular. But we have two of them.
They only do the breakfast buffet though, right?
No, they buffet all day.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Hmm.
Yeah, they all day buffet, baby.
But yeah, Shoney's. No, I don't have a Golden Corral, Country Buffet, Ryan's, none of them.
Golden Corral will line up like out the door and down the street anywhere around the holiday.
Well, because it's cheap and it's a bunch of stuff and they have a chocolate fountain.
See, the commercials work because my first thought was they got a chocolate fountain. full of Corona that you can just get Corona and chocolate on whatever
you want.
See,
I don't even have a Golden Corral here and I know about the chocolate fountain.
That's because you lived in the South for a while.
I did live
We pride ourselves on the Golden Corrals around here. Oh, man. I've never been to that Golden Corral, fun fact. I have been to a Golden Corral, but never that one.
Never the one on Wilma?
Mm-mm. My mom and stepdad growing up, big fans of the buffet.
Well, yeah, it's cheap to feed.
Yeah, so we used to go to Ponderosa a lot.
We used to, now years ago, we did have Ponderosa here, and I remember going to that.
Yeah, I used to get the Monterey chicken from a Ponderosa.
We don't have them anymore, but.
So, like, 8 years ago, I went 5-6 years ago. I don't know. Long time ago. I went somewhere. Now, my understanding is Ponderosa doesn't exist.
There's still a few here and there.
I went, and I found one.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I gotta eat here. I relive my childhood. It's exactly the same.
It hasn't changed at all.
It hadn't changed any. It had been like 15 years and it was identical. Like it smelled the way that I remember Ponderosa smelling.
It was still green and brown inside?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, 100%. And the bar was still laid out the same and I got the same fucking thing.
Yeah.
I got the Monterey chicken. I was like, this is fantastic. There's a bunch of them left.
Oh, yeah, there's a bunch of them left. I don't think there's too many up this way. We might have one somewhere.
Yeah, so I think they're the Ponderosa Steakhouses now. I think that's what it is.
Oh.
I think some of those are maybe misleading. Is there one in Kentucky still? That's the one I went to.
Oh, they're all.
Okay, the one, where is that? Owensboro? I was somewhere over in that area. I don't remember. Maybe I was even in Indiana.
Huh.
There it is. That's the one I ate at on the way to Paducah.
All right.
This is just as I remembered. Shout out to Ponderosa. But if there was a Ponderosa here, I wouldn't eat there very often because I don't like buffets.
Right.
Now, I feel like your wife's reason way more common. People overeat at buffets.
Yeah.
I think that's more what happens. I just don't like the flavoring. I don't like everything is out. I just don't trust it.
That's fair.
People are dirty.
People are dirty, but I don't care because I have a strong immune system, so.
That's what everybody says till it gets them.
Oh, I'm good. Trust me, if it ain't got me yet, it ain't gonna.
It's not even that. It's not like I'm worried about getting sick. It's like I just don't want dirty people around my food. Just general rule. And I know that people who cook my food at restaurants sometimes are dirty, but I don't see it. You know, out of sight, out of mind. Not a problem.
So it's about a seeing thing for you. It's about the visual. It's not about the actual reality of the situation.
Yeah, if somebody wiped their ass with my burger patty, threw it on there, and I ate it and never could tell the difference, then no harm, no foul. But if I see you do that, I'm not going to be able to eat that burger.
Well, that's...
You know?
I mean, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I get that.
I prefer you not do that either way, but I can't know about it. I can 100% confirm I can't eat that if I know about it. That's kind of where I'm
at. Well, basically what it sounds like you're saying is it's okay to do that as long as you don't know about it.
It's more okay. It's not okay, but it's more okay than if I know about it. You know, I just assume if you eat out a fair amount, which I used to eat out a ton.
See, what you could do, because I know at buffets you're missing all that flavor, is you could wipe your own ass with your bun.
Yeah.
Give you some extra flavor, and then eat your food. So you're covering all your bases. No one else touched it.
Yeah, you could eat your own ass burger, 100%.
Okay.
Because it's your ass. Okay. But you could also just carry around a bottle of, like, Montreal steak seasoning, and you could be that guy.
You could be, yeah.
That gets your own seasoning out at the table.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, there is.
There's not. It means you want some flavor to your food. There's nothing wrong with that.
You don't. So if I'm sitting across from you in a booth,
okay,
not same booth, but you can see me, and I get my food and I grab my jacket and pull out a bottle of seasoning, you're gonna be like, "What? Look at this joker."
I'm gonna be like, "Huh?" I mean, I'm not gonna judge him either way. I'll be like,
"Look at seasoning Sam over there brought his own shit."
It won't be a judgment on my call. It'll be like, because they each their own.
Now, what if I go to the buffet and I season for everyone?
You don't know this about me, but I am very accepting of other people.
What if I season for everyone? What if I go to the potatoes and I season for everyone?
No, now that you can't do.
That seems like a Robin Hood move to me.
Okay, but not everybody wants that, okay?
They do, they just don't know it.
No. That's like if you were to like go steal phone charger car cords for iPhones and then try to give them to everybody. Some people have Android, so that's not what they want. You're actually not Robin Hooding, you're just... At that point, you're just stealing phone cords.
Yeah, but I'm talking about potatoes.
I know.
Nobody likes a bland mashed potato.
It's called a metaphor, fuckface.
No one likes a bland.
It's called a metaphor.
You like bland mashed potatoes? You like them taste like...
Take another English class. Go back to school. It's a metaphor.
You think people like potatoes that just taste like substance?
Some people do, yes.
No, nobody likes that.
And it's not your call to decide if they do or don't, or how they should be flavored. Some people like more salt. Some people like more pepper. Some people like crushed red pepper. Some people like garlic parmesan, some parmesan cheese. So there's a lot. So by flavoring it the way you think it should be flavored, you are making a choice for them. So
right.
Bringing
it's
your
right,
own seasonings
right
for you is fine. Bringing your own seasonings to season other people's food that way is wrong.
Now, here, it's a win-win, because I season them the way I want them, and then if they're not how they like them, they blame the buffet. It never
right,
falls
but,
back
but
on
before
me.
Before, you made it akin to Robin Hood, and that's not how Robin Hood works.
That's how my Robin Hood works. He seasons potatoes.
Everybody doesn't have their own individual Robin Hood.
Yeah, I can have mine.
No,
you
it
have
doesn't
yours.
Happen that way. It doesn't. We're going to have
just told
on.
Me. You just told me how yours works. I'm telling you how mine's a potato seasoning.
No, I'm just telling you how the general Robin Hood works. The actual Robin Hood.
Your Robin Hood.
If there was an actual Robin. No, the Robin Hood that... The common Robin Hood. The Robin Hood.
Your Robin Hood. I got there, you.
I'm not doing this anymore. You can play with your little imaginary friend, and he can season all the potatoes you want. So,
yeah, that's what he does.
There.
He... Steals the seasoning from Walmart and he seasons the potatoes at Golden Corral.
Right.
That's what he does. He's the man of the people.
Right.
Video games.
What
seems
are those?
Like the most natural transition that I could think of.
What are those?
I play a lot of Animal Crossing, some SnowRunner. I got back into Rocket League, had a blast there. We beat everybody's ass. It felt good.
Who'd you play with?
Friend of the show, Patman, because friend of the show, Marshall 205 is in Gulf Shores. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. He said, fuck the Corona, going to the beach.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where he's at, which is why I played a little Rocket League. Cause he hates Rocket League now. but we probably played like 10, 12 matches. I think we won all but one. I mean, we beat everybody's ass.
Nice. 2-on-2.
Yes, we destroyed everybody, and I haven't played in weeks.
I seem to see, from what I remember, I obviously haven't played it in a very long time. I don't know that I ever will get back to it. I'm just, it's fun, but I'm not keyed up on it anymore. Yeah. I don't stay up that late anymore.
Yeah.
But, a 2-on-2 did always seem to be a little bit, easier than 3-on-3.
Yeah, I would say it's, if you look at the playlist, it's the most preferred playlist. I think the game refers to 3v3 as like standard, though.
Yes, yes.
And of course, all the big tournaments are 3v3 as far right. as the you know, Rocket League Championship Series. But yeah, I also prefer 2v2. I think there's a different dynamic to 3 that makes it fun. But 2v2, if you sync up with that person, like I know what the other person's going to do and they know what I'm going to do. It's pretty fun. You can kind of showcase your abilities. And then the night before, whenever friend of the show, Marshall 205, was getting ready to leave, we jumped in Wreckfest. Day before that, I don't know. I get in, I lose my first race, and I won every race, like 8 in a row. And like for the first time ever, I just quit. I quit while I was ahead. I never quit while I'm ahead ever in anything.
Yeah,
in my
you never
life.
Do that. Did you move on to something else? Or
yeah, I played Animal Crossing.
Ah, gotcha.
Because you can't lose at that. I want to go out on top.
It's true. You can't lose at that.
So I won, and he kept going, let's do one more. Because I think he wanted me to lose because he didn't win at all because I won because I fucking owned that night.
Right.
I think he wanted me to lose because he kept just one more me. And I'm
well,
like, hey.
Well, yeah, because he wanted his win, which would mean you'd have to lose.
First off, he wasn't even close. If I didn't win, he still wasn't going to win.
Oh.
But well, he had an off night.
He might have just wanted you to lose then. That's
he did.
Possible.
But I'm like, I mean, I know me. I can only roll the dice so many more times.
Yeah, it's about to be game over. Yeah.
Before I, and then I'll go to bed pissed off because I could have went out on top and I never fucking go out on top. So I did.
Hey, yeah, there's like, nothing wrong with that, man. Kudos
I won like 8
you.
In a row and I was like, peace out, room. I've destroyed you all.
I'm done.
Like, yeah, good night. I just quit and then jumped in Animal Crossing. It was a fantastic night. Then that was the day before. Then him and I played again the next night and I was terrible.
Same game, Wreckfest?
Yep, same game. Terrible. Next night. Then the night after that's when I went on the Rocket League win streak. So if you look at competitive multiplayer this week, I've won more than I've lost for sure.
Well, hey, that's a good thing.
Yep, made some major advancements on Animal Crossing. The island is really coming together now. I'm working towards 5 stars. Just crossed the 200-hour mark. So a lot of Animal Crossing. But yeah, it was a very laid-back week as far as video games went.
All right. I had a very – I actually didn't play a whole lot this week. I was very busy. I had break jobs and yard work and, just a busy week, all around. So I played a little bit more of Andromeda, of course, some more Animal Crossing, not as much as I'd like to, but I'm making some changes right now. I'm in a position where I can make some changes that I want to start making. So, I started to make those changes and I got back into Borderlands 3 and played some more Borderlands 3.
Yeah. I saw you on Borderlands.
Yeah. This week they announced there's going to be some new DLC coming out. I think it's next month. So I was like, well, I'm going to be playing that. So I better get back into the swing of things. I haven't played in a couple weeks.
Right.
So, and I still do have some missions. I mean, I've maxed my character, but there's still some of the missions that I can complete for the last DLC. So I'm in the process of playing through that right now. And it's just a fun game to keep going back to.
Yeah. Update on Animal Crossing. You and producer Gerald both still playing.
Yeah, we're both still playing. Yeah.
Yep. So that's good. Yep. I like to hear. Pat
I think
Man.
This week, Gerald.
Yeah, he didn't trade in. Pat Man, friend of the show, Pat Man, still the only quitter I know of Animal Crossing.
What did he have to say about that?
He says he's not. So yesterday he told me he played it for 7 minutes. Uh-huh. And I think he was trying to like, hey, look, I'm playing it. But what that did was tell me how not serious about Animal Crossing he is.
Right.
Because 7 minutes seems like he had to struggle to even watch the clock to know that he played it for that long.
I mean, it takes you 7 minutes to chop down a tree, get some stone, and go and see what's in the store. And your 7 minutes is up.
For as little as he's played, he has 7 minutes worth of weeds, I feel like.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's out of it. I think Thomas hasn't played it, but I feel like Thomas could easily get back into it. Where the loop, because I had the conversation with friend of the show, Pat Man. He said the loop just never hit him.
Did he go long enough to...
Yeah, he's 30 plus hours.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but the loop never got him. So if it doesn't, I understand that it probably wouldn't be fun.
Yeah.
I also jumped into Farm Together briefly. Shout out to Farm Together. Still alive and well.
Still doing it, huh?
I hadn't been, but I got back into it yesterday because they have new event.
I mean, Farm Together is still doing it.
Yeah, I assume they'll never quit because they probably made way more money than they ever thought out of that game.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I assume they'll never stop.
I'm still not into Farm Together.
Yeah, so. Update on that. Dan's still not playing.
They're still that.
Gerald, are you messing around in there? Nope, Gerald's out. Gerald said, fuck that game. I'm deleting it.
I will say, and I can tell you that it won't happen today, but I am seriously considering Maneater.
I've been watching Maneater hard.
And it looks like it's got some fun stuff to it.
It's silly.
It's silly fun, yeah.
It's also a physical release, too, which somehow I appreciate even more. That not only did this game come out, but you can go buy it at a store. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's $40.
Yeah.
$39.99.
If you haven't seen Maneater, to me, it's got like a real Jaws meets Echo the Dolphin vibe.
Yeah. Like, remember Jaws Unleashed?
Yeah, it's really silly.
Cartoony.
Yeah, jumping way out of the water, real like ridiculous over the top. Looks like you get shark armor. As you upgrade, you're like jumping up and snatching helicopters. It is like ridiculous fun.
Yeah. I'm interested in it. I'm gonna keep watching it. Like I said, I won't be getting it today. I feel like at some point that's gonna end up in my library.
Yeah, I'm waiting. That seems like a game that'll go on sale.
Yeah. I don't know if I can wait that long. Cause
I think I can.
Right now, I am kind of jonesing for something new to play. We can talk about that a little bit more as we get into some stuff, but I'm still enjoying all my old stuff. You know, I'm still enjoying Animal Crossing. I'm still into Borderlands 3. But you know that feeling where you're like, man, I want to play something new. I want to play something different.
I'm not feeling that feeling lately. Sometimes here lately, I've been worried about, you know, I love video games. Like I love everything about them. I love that you play them and I play them. I love that they exist. I love holding them. I love the way they smell. Like I just love video games. I'm just
falling off.
No, I just been like
falling off.
I just been like totally comfortable with what I have. Like maybe for the first time ever, I always want something.
Mm-hmm.
Like I always want another game.
Yeah.
Just don't have that at all.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's just because nothing's come out that is making me feel that way. But even the store, I'm not even checking the store the way that I used to. Like I'm just good with what I have.
Right. Yeah. No. My problem is. I'm on, I guess you could say to steal a addiction term, I'm chasing the dragon. I'm looking for that game that I didn't know I wanted that just grabs me.
Yeah, that's every day of my life forever until like here lately.
That's what I'm looking for. I'm chasing that dragon right now. That's what I want to find. So it's just a matter of determining if I can, and I feel like Maneater might do that, but I don't know. So that's kind of why I haven't pulled the trigger yet. I heard about a game that looks really interesting to me called Outlanders, I believe it's called. I'm not sure when it comes out, when it's scheduled for release or anything, but I think it's called Outlanders. But to me, it looks pretty cool. No, that's not it. Maybe it's
that's
not Outlanders.
That's already out.
Maybe it's not Outlanders. I can't remember. I guess I can't remember. Oh, wait, what's that one?
What about that Outlanders? That purple one.
But this looks like it's an RPG, like a sci-fi RPG. And it almost looks like what Mass Effect Andromeda could have been. I can't remember what it's called. God damn it, I wish I could. It's pissing me off. I'm going to see if I can find it again. You give the run.
The reason I am where I am is just because I'm playing so many things. I don't think I'm losing interest. I think I'm just playing so much right now. You know, when you're jumping between Rocket League and SnowRunner and Wreckfest and Animal Crossing and sprinkling some Farm Together. I think it's just so much that I'm really happy with everything I'm playing right now. So I don't want for any other games. So I think that's kind of what's going on. Did you find it?
Try Outriders. Maybe it's Outriders.
That's way different. What about that purple Outlanders? That looks like a different game, the Outlanders.
Yeah, I don't think... Outriders. There it is. Outriders. It's supposed to come out quarter 4, 2020, and to me, that looks like it's going to be. I'm kind of into this. I'm kind of waiting on this one. I think it looks like it's going to be really good.
All right, before we jump into the news, if you want to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch and do so over there. We know times are tough. If you can't afford to do so, then tell your local utility worker about us.
You know? Your cable person, your electrical person.
Your meter reader,
your water reader.
Yeah, any of them. Let's go with public utility. Any public utility.
Yeah, any public utility works.
Yeah, let them know. Patreon.com/GameStitch. We'll dive into what's coming out. Maybe there'll be something here that'll spark your interest before this Outriders. But I would wager not. Starting on June 2nd, we're getting Valorant for PC. I think that's been in beta this whole time. June 5th, we're getting Clubhouse Games 51 Worldwide Classics for the Switch, which I believe is like a compilation of board games that you can play on the Switch. Kind of a neat idea. Would have hit harder if it had been during quarantine. I feel like they're missing the mark a little bit. This is one you would have liked to have had come out just a little bit earlier. But yeah, that's coming. On the same day, we're getting Command & Conquer Remastered Collection for PC, as well as The Outer Worlds for Switch. On June 9th, we're getting Grounded for Xbox One and PC. On June 16th, we're getting Desperado. I'm not sure if it's Desperados 3 or Desperado S3, because that's how it's meant. That's how it's sit here. Can you click on that one and see what it takes us to? Desperados 3. For PS4, Xbox One, and PC. I've never played it or heard of it. Then also on June 16th, we're getting Disintegration. I don't know. It's like split up funny on my phone. Yeah. Disintegration. I'm like, I can't read now. PS4, Xbox One, PC. Thanks, Gerald, for getting me straight on that one. June 19th, Burnout Paradise Remastered for the Switch. That day will be dominated, no doubt, by The Last of Us 2. The Last of Us Part 2, also on June 19th. June 23rd, we're getting Little Town Hero for the PS4, as well as SpongeBob SquarePants. Battle for Bikini Bottom Rehydrated for PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC. We're also getting Ninjala for the Switch. On June 26th, we're getting Fairy Tail for PS4, Switch, and PC. On June 30th, we're getting The Legend of Heroes, Trails of Cold Steel 3. Those games are popular, but I don't know anything about them. And at some point in June, we're supposed to get the Pokemon Sword and Shield, the Isle of Armor expansion for the Switch. So clearly the winner of the month will be The Last of Us Part 2.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Disintegration actually is like a mech game.
Yeah, it looks kind of good.
People like their mech games.
I do.
Yeah, that Clubhouse Games 51, that really could have benefited to coming out during the peak of quarantine.
You think so?
Yeah, board games for the Switch. The Switch was already as hot as it was.
Yeah, that probably would have helped.
You gather the fam around a Switch.
Anything you're excited about. Hey, Gerald, bring up Grounded real quick. What's Grounded? Curious about Grounded.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I know what it is. Never mind. I think I know. Is that the one where you're like little?
Yeah, I think so.
And the world is bigger all around you?
Yep. That's okay. Xbox. Yeah, that's okay. Xbox and PC on June 9th. That game actually looks pretty neat. Yeah, no, I'm not excited about any of this. I mean, I'll end up buying The Last of Us Part 2 because it's what I owe that to the gaming world. To at least attempt it and end up quitting it inevitably and waiting for the multiplayer to come out. But no, I'm not excited about anything on this list.
Yeah, me either. I don't know, for some reason I'm not as excited for The Last of Us 2 as I was for the first Last of Us.
Are you going to get it?
Yeah, I'll get it.
Okay.
And I'll play it.
You're like, there's no option. You have to get it.
Yeah, I'll get it. And I'll play through it. And it could end up blowing my socks off, but just we'll talk about that part a little more, I think. But the only thing that even triggers me just a little bit would be Last of Us Part 2.
We're going to pause from the news here because I want to show you. I want to show you the worst PS3 controller ever made. Are you ready for this?
The Outer Worlds on Switch is a good call if you haven't played that game.
So is Burnout Switch. Paradise Remastered.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, there's some good things. I mean, there's some really good things on here. It's just I've already played them on another system, so I don't know that I need them for the Switch.
Let me show you this controller.
Okay, are you pulling this up or what?
I have it in my hand.
Oh.
Look at this.
That's a remote.
But check
what is that?
This is the worst PS3 controller ever made.
Where did you get that? Oh my god. That's horrible.
And it has shoulder buttons.
Oh, it's horrible. It's kind of Joy-Con-y.
Like you could it is like a Joy-Con. You could play like this. And here's the best part. It only has one set of shoulder buttons. L2 and R2 are these little baby buttons.
Oh my god.
Isn't that terrible? God. But it's got the sweet like chat pad like an old cell phone.
Yeah. Did you just run across that?
So I recently rearranged my bedroom, so my PS3 is actually in the closet beside me.
Mm.
Covered in dust.
And you managed to pull that bad boy up.
It was sitting beside it. I was like, what the fuck is this? Check this out, though. My PS3.
Oh, yeah. There it is.
My Little Big Planet skin on there.
I see that.
It's not a skin. It's like that plastic cover that snaps over it.
Oh.
I'm not a believer in skins.
Fair enough.
Shout out to a friend of the show, Marshall 205, who just skinned up his Switch with a Animal Crossing skin, though.
Did he?
Yeah, it looks actually pretty good.
Huh. Interesting.
Do they leave residue? Like, I don't even know how skins work.
I have no idea. I don't either.
They're like a window
I've thought about getting one for my PS4, but then I didn't.
Man, look how quick Gerald found that shitty controller.
I know. Refurbished Power A.
Yeah, Power A is who makes it. If you're looking for it, it looks like a remote, but then it flips up like a Sidekick.
Yeah.
Yeah, it must have been something I got on the super cheap, and I was like, oh, this is neat. I think it requires
you usually buy off-brand stuff.
No, I only bought it because it was a gimmick. Your boy loves a good gimmick over here.
You do. I will say Power A does make good Switch controllers.
There's a popular Power A controller that everybody buys for the Switch that has a turbo button, and they use it for Animal Crossing to get the stars. So, shout out to Power A for that, too.
I think mine has a turbo button.
Yeah, if it does, then you set the turbo on, and then you tape down your A button at night while you're looking up at the sky, and you go to sleep.
Oh.
And you wake up, and you have a bunch of star fragments.
I think I got the turbo button on the back. Yeah, this is, because that's mine. Mine's.
Is it a $20 controller? No, yours isn't wired.
No, mine's not wired.
They make a $20 wired one that everybody's doing it with.
Hmm.
Yours is like an Xbox controller.
It's got, I think that's turbo button in the middle.
Yeah.
It's got the two. But yeah, and that's got it's Mario faced.
Yeah,
that's how it came.
That's like that's Power A's pro controller.
Yes.
That you have. They make a cheap wired one that everybody's using for the Animal Crossing purposes.
Mm, no, and it's a really good controller, honestly.
I think it would still work with that one, but I think they're doing it with the other one because that one is obviously more expensive than $20.
Right. But, yeah, normally I don't buy, you know, the off-brand stuff, but I trust Nintendo to, number one, make their shit way too expensive.
Done.
And number two, they only offer licensing to companies they have faith in.
Yeah, I think for the most part, that's true.
So I think I didn't think it was a bad.
Oh, you know what? Maybe it's this Hori one that he has pulled up, not the Power A one.
Oh.
Hori makes one with a turbo. Does that have turbo?
Turbo button?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Somebody makes a $20 one, and I do think Walmart's where everybody keeps getting it from, but I've not gone that invested in getting Star Fragments that I'm like, I'll buy a controller.
I mean, what do they actually do, Star Fragments? Because I'm not positive on this. I know you can
recipes.
You can make
things. Yeah, that's what it is.
It's just a...
They're hard to get because they don't happen often.
Right. You got to wait for the meteor shower to happen.
I've never had a meteor shower since I've been playing. Friend of the show, Marshall 205, had one. I took advantage of that one.
Oh, yeah? I don't think I've ever had one.
Games with gold for June over on Xbox. We have Shantae and the Pirate's Curse from June 30th, 1st through the 30th, or June 30th.
June 30th.
June 1st through the 30th. We also have Coffee Talk for Xbox One, June 16th through June 15th, or July 15th. And on Xbox 360, we have Cinemora, maybe? June 16th through the 30th?
I think it's Cinemora.
Cinemora. And then they have an Xbox Destroy All Humans, June 1st to the 15th. All of those are backwards compatible. Or Backpat. Backpat.
Backpat?
Yeah. Oh. that's what we're going to shorten. Backwards compatibility, just Backpat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that's all anyone wants to talk about with these consoles.
I know Cinemora reviewed very well, and people seem to really like it. So I guess if you're into it, go for it.
Not a fan of this list, and just a little foreshadow, another list I'm coming up, not a fan of. But I want to stick with Xbox for a minute because they announced that No Man's Sky will be coming to Game Pass in June. They didn't say an exact date, but that's fucking awesome.
And it's
complete.
The complete updated version, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's fucking awesome for a couple reasons. Because, you know, we've been out there. We've been beating the drum of No Man's Sky ever since the fuck up. Yeah. And I want to be clear, they fucked up. I think we've been clear. If you go back and listen like 200 episodes ago, you can find us being like, they missed the mark, but it's still fun.
Right.
But they fixed that game. It became what it was supposed to become, and they're still making money off of it. They never quit. They put their heads down. They went to work. They don't run their mouth about it. And they're still making money because now it's going to be on Game Pass. They released it for Xbox, you know, a few years back. Like, they still make money. That game is probably going to come to Switch soon. Like, good for Halo Games.
They Ubisoft it, so to speak.
Yeah, it just took a long time.
Yeah.
But Halo Games is not a giant studio. I just love that they never gave up on it.
Right, they didn't give up on it, and they finally turned it into what their original vision was.
Yeah. Now, they were also lucky that they sold a shit ton of copies in the beginning, so they had the money to do that.
Yep.
And then they sold a bunch of copies when it came to Xbox, and now they're getting paid through this. So, I mean, they've had steady income, and I know if you don't, you can't do those things, but I just think it's super cool. So, again, no exact date, but it's definitely coming to Game Pass, and Games Pass has 10 million subscribers, so that could be 10 more million people getting to experience No Man's Sky.
Good for them. They're in for a treat.
They are. On to this next list that is not super exciting for me, the PlayStation Plus for June. And available now through July 7th, you have Call of Duty World War II. And available June 2nd through July 7th, you'll have Star Wars Battlefront 2.
I actually already downloaded Call of Duty World War II.
Yeah, I mean, these are big games. I mean, I don't have much more to say than that. I mean, look, last month they gave away two games that were handpicked for me.
Right, right.
This month they gave away two games that were obviously not handpicked for me.
Right, yeah, I downloaded it because I will play through the campaign on Call of Duty World War II. I will play through the campaign.
Yeah, I'm curious if we're starting to see a little theme building with PlayStation. Very much like a simulation pack last month, and a little shooter pack. I wonder if they're getting some...
They're both EA?
Yeah, I wonder if they're lining up with a little...
Aren't. Yeah, they are. Call of Duty's Activision.
Activision, yeah. But I wonder if they're not... lining up a little bit of a themeage each month now instead of just random shit. They're obviously giving bigger titles, but I wonder if they're not... thinking about what they're giving away.
They need to come up with a VR theme.
Yeah, they do.
And get that themed in. And I think we got Battlefront 2 before.
I feel like I own that, yeah.
We really didn't play it much. Yeah, it was like $5 at some point.
Yeah, and we feel like I own that.
So, I don't know. Maybe I'll get back into it. I don't know. I do like Star Wars, but
I don't hate the idea of us playing Battlefront. I don't hate that idea.
Yeah, but I'm just not into the multiplayer without playing with friends.
Yeah, I don't hate the idea of us playing that game, but I bet people never stop playing that game, and it's impossible now.
Right, right.
Hard pass on Call of Duty for me.
I'm going to play through the campaign. I won't get involved in probably the multiplayer at all.
Just go full on. Just get involved in the multiplayer, start streaming every day?
No. Nope.
Something to think about.
Hard no.
Finally, maybe you're getting the news you were hoping for. PlayStation, Sony has announced an event for June 4th all about the PlayStation 5.
These fucking guys. Go ahead.
So here's the deal. June 4th at 1 p.m. Pacific time, 4 Eastern, 3 Central, the PlayStation 5 presentation will run for just over an hour, and it will showcase new PS5 games for the system and its first real gameplay shown from Sony itself. Specific details beyond that have not been shared, but in a post on the PlayStation blog, Jim Ryan teased that the games coming to PS5 represent the best in the industry from innovative studios that span the globe. Studios both large and small, those newer and those more established, have all been working hard to develop games that will showcase the potential of the hardware. He also suggests that the June 4th event is only part of a PlayStation 5 series of updates, although it's unclear how those will come out and if they will all be delivered the same way. But he says, rest assured, after next week's showcase, we will still have much to share with you. And I don't think that that went like he thought. I don't think that made me rest assured.
Fucking Jim Ryan. Okay, Jim, here. Here's a little tidbit for you, okay? Pretty much everything you're talking about is not the things people care about right now. They don't care about the potential of the hardware. They want to see the case the hardware comes in. That's it. That's literally all you have to do when you're fucking it up.
I love that he said, rest assured, you still won't know enough when this is finished. Like, rest assured, you still won't know everything you want to know when we're done with this. It's like, that doesn't make me feel better.
People are, I don't think people at this point are really concerned with the games that are coming out. They want to know what this thing is going to look like.
So, yeah, Gerald's got a question. Go ahead. So his question is, do we think that they know what it looks like, or are they still finalizing it? I would tell you, from my standpoint, they 1,000% know what it looks like, because they still claim it's coming out this holiday.
And I agree with Ryan 100%. They know what it looks like, and
they should be being made right now.
Yes. Yeah.
If it's coming out holiday, they should be manufacturing like real close.
For some reason, they don't want to show it to people. They think that's their big reveal, and they're waiting till the end. But in the meantime, all you're doing is pissing people off.
So I think we've talked about it. Microsoft said, "Hey, for games that are going to come out exclusively for Xbox One." That are PS5 games, or excuse me, Xbox One Series X games that don't run on Xbox Ones. Fuck, I hate these names. Anyways, for the ones that aren't going to be on both generations, you're 2 years out from an exclusive that is just Xbox One Series X.
Right.
So Sony got out and said, not the case. We'll have them almost at launch, if not at launch.
Yeah.
So I think that's all you needed to say about that. Okay, nobody gives a fuck about the innovation. We've seen the TED Talk that Cerny did. It was great. All sounds super true and real complicated. People care what the fuck the box looks like. They care how much it costs.
Right? That's
is the console white or black? Right, because could go either way with the controller.
That's what people want to know right now. And for whatever reason, Jim Ryan just continues to dance around what people actually want. I realize they're trying to set their own agenda. The problem is they're not gaining the interest they need.
Tell you what would make my dick hard is if the top of it was flat and didn't look like that V thing, and it was induction charging, so I could just set the damn controller on top of it and it would charge it.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, that would be awesome. I don't care. I don't care if it's a ball or that V thing, or it looks like a refrigerator or a VCR. I don't really fucking care. Just show me what I'm sitting up on top of the entertainment
center. But I need to know what it looks like. I don't care what it looks like, but I need to know what it looks like.
Yeah, it's odd, and maybe that is their big reveal. You know, because it is what people care about more than anything else. But it's a weird statement to be like, hey, don't worry. At the end of this, you're still not going to be happy with what we tell you. Like, that's basically what he said. Like, you won't know enough still. And I think that's a weird thing to, like, rest assured. You'll still have lots of questions after this is over.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Jim, I guess. I don't know.
Like, what's he got? He's got J.J. Abrams running the fucking thing?
Right. We're going to get just a shot of like a 3/4 view of it. Like, you still can't, I don't know. Like, I think that was a side piece. I don't know. Not that kind of side piece either. Like, I mean the side of the console, you fucking pervs. Not you
and
guys.
I guess it's a good thing that, you know, that they say that the games that come out are going to be PS5 exclusives and they're going to be great for the PS5. But man, it seemed like an awful quick turnaround for some PS5 only games.
Well, some of these studios haven't made anything in a long time. Like, there's a giant rumor out there you're probably going to get a Ratchet and Clank game at launch.
Like, yeah, maybe, I guess.
Should be ready. I don't know.
It just...
You know, Last
it just seems
of Us.
Like if the hardware is that, you know, advanced, then they would have needed more than a year or so to build a game. I mean,
yeah, but
on the PS4 stuff, some of these games take 5, 6, 7 years.
Yeah, I think a lot of these games started life on the PlayStation 4, and then when they had the PS5 fleshed out, they switched over.
I guess we'll see. I don't know. Go ahead.
They got Papa Cerny working behind the scenes. They're fine.
I know. Is it just me or... Right? As far as the PS5 goes, at this point, I'm not really concerned with the games that are going to come out for it. Is that just me?
I don't think so. I mean, I think they'll all have good games. I don't think anybody doubts that there'll be cool games for everything. I mean,
but yet that seems to be the push that Sony's taking. Why?
I mean, the Switch couldn't be more underpowered. Nobody gives two shits. I was playing my Switch the other day, and I'm like, I don't even know if this is a good design. Like, I'm not even convinced that the Switch is a good design. Because it's like almost too big to be a handheld, but also, like, you know, it doesn't look nearly as good on the TV. Like, I don't know. But it's brilliant. Everything about the Switch is brilliant.
Yeah, I mean, I like playing on the Switch.
So I just don't even know that any of it matters, to be honest. I don't know what it looks like matters, the form factor, the games. I don't know that any of it matters. Video games is so large and in charge. I don't know that any of it matters.
Yeah. I don't know why Sony seems to be putting such a push on the...
I just think there's
too
much...
The games. I don't know that that's...
Well, that was their big win this generation. I mean... Microsoft struggled and struggled and struggled to put out anything that would make you want to play on Xbox.
Well, yeah, that's true. I mean, that's true, but...
But you start fresh every time with a new console.
Right.
You know that Microsoft bought a bunch of studios. You know that they're working on exclusives. But I do like the idea of getting out in front and going, hey, they won't have them. We will. But then let's be done with it.
Right.
You want to show off some games? That's fine. You know, they showed off some games too. But let's... I also know what their console looks like.
Mm-hmm. I know what to expect.
Both of them are waiting for the other one to blink on price. I get that. Because I'm sure whoever goes first, the second person's pricing is going to be a little more dynamic. I'm sure it'll move around. And you don't want to go first and commit to that price. I think the Xbox is going to cost more to make than the PS4 if you just look at what's in it.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's weird. It's weird times. I think the...
think that at this point, Microsoft is more willing to take a hit on hardware than Sony might be.
Yeah, I mean, I think Sony can be a little more bullish when it comes to that. I don't think they need to take a hit on it. I mean, look what they just did.
Right.
But I don't know. But I think it was... I wish I could remember who it was. Platinum. The head of Platinum Games. Mm-hmm. They ask him about the PS5 and the Series X, and he said it was more of the same. And people are like super pissed about his comments.
Yeah.
And now he's had to clarify that he meant no, like more of the same in a good way. Like everything's great, and it's even more great. But I love that he spoke the truth for just a couple seconds. Like, yeah, I mean, they look great now. They look great then. We're never going to get the jump from PS1 to PS2, PS2 to PS3. Like, it's not going to happen.
No, not anymore.
According to him, you can expect more of the same.
More of the same. Good for him.
Yeah. That's what I thought, too. Everybody was, like, super pissed, but I'm like, good for that guy.
Right, because that's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
He's speaking the truth to the consumers.
Yeah. To be clear, it looks great now. It's going to look great then. It wasn't a bad thing. It's just, like,
not at all.
More of what you already had and enjoyed.
It just wasn't the overhype that people want.
Yeah.
So that they can then be disappointed later on and bitch about something.
Speaking of overhype, The Last of Us had the State of Play, much like the Ghost of Tsushima one, but I would argue a little less unnecessary because people don't know what the hell Ghost of Tsushima is, and you know what The Last of Us is.
Yeah.
But either way, they did one. They showed off some new details. You got to look at the setting, new infected enemies, and, of course, an extended gameplay demo. I'm not going to go too into this because I know some people are just trying to stay totally away from it. I watched part of it. I didn't even watch it all. because I got busy when I was trying to watch it, not because I care one way or the other about spoilers or anything like that, but this game looks great.
Yeah, the game looks great. Looks like The Last of Us. you know, it's more of the same.
I will tell you that if you asked me to choose right now between Ghost of Tsushima and Last of Us 2, I would play Ghost of Tsushima.
Ghost of Tsushima, because it's new. It's a new idea. Yeah. That's where I'm at too. Last of Us 2 looks great. My biggest problem with The Last of Us 2 is that first game did not warrant a sequel. This is a completely unnecessary game in my mind. The resources that went into it were unnecessary. They could have been put to use for something else. and that's my biggest concern and problem with it, is that story was told and I was okay with it. It didn't warrant a sequel.
Yeah, I think a lot of people feel that way. It looks great. I'm sure it will be great. Naughty Dog doesn't really make shitty games.
Yeah, they don't. It's going to play great and all that. It's going to look great. It's going to play great. It's going to feel.
I think the story will be. I think that will be a great game through and through.
Yeah,
but I mean, for those that have been around for a long time, you know, I didn't even finish the first Last of Us. So
yeah, and I just don't know that. I'm not sure that I'm interested as I should be.
I would love to see you get it and fall in love with it, though. That would be cool.
That would be cool. That would be very cool.
Especially coming from a place of you don't think it's necessary. I would love to see you fall in love with it. I can pretty much guarantee you that if it is like the first game, I will not fall in love with it.
You won't. No, I'm sure it's going to be quite similar to more. From what we've seen from the gameplay, it's going to be very similar to what we saw.
Yeah. Now, if the combat is more, you know, there appears to be a lot of people on people combat. Which to me tells you less sneaky.
Yeah.
I like the idea of that. It seems very brutal. Brutal can go either way.
I can probably get behind.
Yeah, it can go either way. I hate to see something cross into like the murder porn territory.
Yeah, and most don't. I mean,
yeah.
I don't think The Last of Us ever does.
No, and I don't. I would assume this doesn't either, but I hope it doesn't cross over into that realm.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like I said, I'll get it. I feel like that's the right thing for me to do, but
I'll get it and I'll play through the campaign. I'll play through the campaign on, you know, baby mode because I don't want the massive challenge.
I will tell you that state of play. I came out of that state of play feeling exactly like I thought I would. It looks to be a great game and I figured it would be.
Yeah. And that's the thing too, is when I did watch the whole thing,
mm-hmm.
From beginning to end, and I guess, okay, because I played The Last of Us, I had expectations about this game, right? I mean, how can you not?
Right.
Because I played through the whole of the first game and the multiplayer and all that. Love the multiplayer. Love the single player game. But so I had expectations coming into this. And my biggest concern, I guess, is that when all was said and done and I was finished watching that state of play, my expectations were met. Now, it doesn't seem like something that should be a concern, but it is, because the first experience was so great that I was expecting this to, you know, just kind of be serviceable because I thought that was unnecessary. And after the state of play, I feel that exact same way. It did not change my mind about the game at all.
Yeah.
To me, that's concerning because I needed it to, I think.
Yeah, I hope you fall in love with it. I hope it's everything that I hope you get those unexpected moments and you fall in love with that story, whether it be necessary or unnecessary, but I probably won't. But that's a me thing.
Right. I get it.
But yeah, so that's out there if you want to watch it. We're not that far away. June 19th. The last story, huge Division 2 story leak confirmed by Ubisoft. Don't worry, I'm not about to talk about it. Just warning you that it's out there. And what it looks like has happened is the story leaked thanks to some audio files that were left over on the public test server, which hint at reappearances. of old Division characters and more. I think they're tied to
Warlords of New York.
Yeah, the Warlords of New York expansion pack. If you want to read them, they are out there. I'm just warning everybody, if you don't want to read them, they are out there.
Right.
And Ubisoft let everybody know those are real. It is what it is. I think they're tied to, like, I guess they're doing these little season things. I'm sure you know better than I do, but it seems like there's...
The Manhunts. They're called Manhunts. If you play the Division 2, you know what the Manhunts are.
They're tied to those.
But they are tied to the Manhunts and the overall Warlords of New York expansion.
Yeah, I think they said, like, Season 2, 3, and 4, Season 3 and 4 of the Manhunts, whatever it is.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, so steer clear if you don't want that spoiled. If you don't care, it's out there. If you want to find it, it's out there. But just like we warned you with The Last of Us, I'm trying to warn everybody with The Division 2, stay off the interwebs if you don't want that ruined for you. Give it a week.
That's right.
Trust me, the cicadas are coming. It'll replace Division news.
Yeah. We're about to have the 8th sign of the apocalypse or whatever?
Yeah.
Locust?
Yeah, they're coming, so just hold off because the bugs will distract.
Oh, yeah.
That's it for news.
That's all.
Yep. Yeah. How'd you feel about the flow? I tried something different with the flow.
I think the flow was okay.
Yeah. See, normally I would have done the free games followed by both PlayStation Plus and Xbox games with gold. But I kept
you did them complete opposite. You usually do. You did do PS4 first. I'm sorry, but you did the.
No, I didn't. I did Xbox One first.
You did Xbox first, and then yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. Here was the thought process.
Okay.
So I had a story tied to Xbox Game Pass that felt more timely than the PS5 story, which we could have covered at any point, which I do think is the biggest story. So what I did was do the games. I feel like we start with what's coming out, then we'd go with Xbox, and then I had that Xbox story that was also kind of time relevant because of Game Pass.
Mm-hmm.
Then that would allow me to roll into PlayStation, which was still date relative, and then I would jump into the PS5 story.
Yeah.
And the Last of Us story.
That's a good little flow there you have.
Yeah, just trying something different. That keeping works. It fresh after 385 episodes.
Yeah, it works.
Yeah, so if you like the flow, don't let us know. If you did like it or don't like it, don't let us know either.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because who knows what
I'll
do. It
can't be undone at this point, so it doesn't matter.
That's true.
More or less.
That's true. It can't be undone. If you want a shout out, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. Supports the $10 tier or higher, just like Zach and Thomas did, and you can get your very own shout out. Now, I'm going to do what I did last week. I've got some of these pulled up.
And I get to.
You're going to let me know when we hit on one, and then we'll move on to the next person.
Okay, who's the first person this time?
We're going to do Zach first.
Okay.
I'm trying. I want to. Is it true that cannibals won't eat clowns because they taste funny?
Nah, that's stupid. It's not. That's a dad joke.
We got a giggle out of Gerald.
It's not a good one. No, the giggle was not because it was good. The giggle was because it was fucking horrible.
I think he thought it was okay.
It was horrible.
If a word is misspelled in a dictionary, how would we ever know?
Damn.
Are we good?
I feel like that one's almost a little too serious.
Okay.
Yeah, so. Yeah. That's like an actual question.
Why do we call it After Dark when it's really After Light?
Ah, yeah.
Is that a little more light for you?
That's a little lighter for me. I like that one. All yeah, right. Yeah.
Shout out to Zach.
It is actually After Light. It's After Dark would be morning. Yeah, yeah. That's a good one.
All
that's
right.
It. So I think that's the one.
Yeah. So, they mean after it was dark, but really.
But they call it After Dark.
It's really After Light.
And it's actually After Light.
I always had a problem with Burnout. When you play Burnout back in the day, it would say near miss, but a near miss would be like a hit.
Yeah, right.
Should say a near hit, I think, because a near miss, I think, means you
hit. It would be a near hit.
Yeah, it should be near hit.
A near miss means you hit somebody.
Yeah. Yeah, I
or
think
hit something.
So.
You nearly missed it, but you hit it. All right, so that was Zach's.
All right, so And some of these, I know that you're going to attack some of these.
So go.
Gerald's got an update after we finish.
Gerald's got
this.
An update on one of last week's ridiculous questions.
Why does it glue stick to the inside of the bottle?
What's that?
Why doesn't glue stick to the inside of the bottle?
That's a science thing. Yeah,
it's
that one's
too serious.
Yeah, yeah. It's based on science. Yeah. And one's made out of.
What happens if you get scared half to death twice?
I guess it depends. See, that's not the right question. It would have to happen at the same time. Because if you get scared half to death on a Tuesday, and then you get scared half to death on a Thursday, you just got scared half to death. You would have to get scared half to death like twice in a row to be scared fully to death. So, yeah, it's not a good one.
Why are you in a movie but on TV?
In a movie but on TV. I never understand the on TV. Nothing is like in my house on the TV was like my mom's ashtray.
Why is bread square but sandwich meat round?
That's a good fucking question. I need to know that.
Yeah, you can get some ham, but the majority of meats are round.
If you get it out of a deli, it's round.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll take that one. We'll take that as Zach's, but I will give a bonus. Why do people say sleep like a baby when babies wake up every 2 hours?
Yeah, no shit.
That's a bonus. That's an extra. Gerald, what do you have for update on last week?
Yeah.
This is related to the...
It's still awesome.
Is the split personality, could you hold yourself hostage? It is related to that.
So
Gerald went for he went to find the actual answer
from law enforcement professionals,
with law enforcement, and was told that that would not be a hostage
considered
situation.
A hostage situation.
Yeah. That would be the toughest negotiation out there, though. Yeah, that was a shining moment for the shout out section.
Yeah, it was. It might have been a shining moment for the show.
I've been watching Money Heist on Netflix. I like that.
Money Heist. Is that the one? Is that like the Danish one? It's Danish or Swedish?
I think it's Spain, maybe.
Spain, maybe, but where it's...
I think it's actually called House of Paper. But it translates to Money Heist?
To Money Heist, yeah. But is that the one where the dude takes the picture of the girl?
No, you're looking at it right here.
In like the first or second episode?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I've seen it then.
The first episode. It's 4 seasons.
Yeah, it is. I don't know how they make 4 seasons out of it, but...
Well, I'll tell you. They just redo it again.
Oh, really?
Like... So I just started season 3 and I'm like, hey, fuck, this is just season 1 again, pretty much. I'm pretty sure the sets are even the same, just painted different.
Wow.
And somehow I'm kind of into it even more now because I got to see how they even do this. Cause I think they're about to tell the same story over again.
Yeah. Cause I think I watched parts of the first season when my wife watched it.
Yeah. It is dubbed.
It is dubbed, yeah.
It is sometimes noticeably dubbed. Some of the jokes don't hit, but I would say that makes them hit even harder. Because there's some of them don't. The translation wasn't quite right, I think. But yeah, I've enjoyed it a lot.
No, I didn't. I think I looked for it and I didn't end up watching it because.
Producer Gerald asking about the platform on Netflix. Yeah, it doesn't seem like my thing. Is this a scary movie? Oh, it looks
sci-fi, isn't it?
Oh,
a sci-fi prison movie.
Well, that's gonna do it for the shout outs. Thank you, Zach. Thank you, Thomas. You had good shout outs this week. We had to search a little bit. Find the right ones, but we're willing to make that sacrifice. Now I will eventually run out of these because I find those to be hard to search for on the internet.
Ah.
They're not called like a certain thing.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so feel free to write in anytime so I don't have to get on the dark web and have somebody compile a list for me. They could just text me.
They could text you.
They got my digits. But I get it, man. I sent it to... So Gerald's calling me out for not releasing the friend codes, which I sent them both up to both friend of the show, Marshall 205, and friend of the show, Patman. So, and they both said thank you. So I assumed they were going to add you guys.
They haven't yet.
Well, that makes them shitty friends, not me.
True. It's true. It's a fair statement.
Right. Let's get off my balls. I did my part. Yep, I did my part this time.
Producer Gerald apologized
to you.
Here's
what's crazy. See? I sent that out. So who sent theirs first?
Gerald.
Okay, so Gerald sent it. I sent it. And then Patman immediately responded, said, thank you. Now I need Dan's.
Hmm.
So there seemed like there was real intent there.
Yeah. So that's when you got back to me and said, hey, Dan, I need yours too.
And you sent me yours, a little blurry picture, and I sent that up.
Uh-huh.
And I thought everybody was good. I thought everybody was added.
All my pictures are blurry. That's how I take them.
I noticed it looked like you were moving. You're on the move when you took that switch picture.
Because I always do it quick because I do not want to take fucking pictures of shit.
Yeah, yours was considerably more blurry than Gerald's was.
Yes. You could read it, though.
Yeah, I made sure you could because if not, I would have been like, hey, I can't even fucking read that.
Yeah.
But that's it for the show. I do have to go buy some turnips. I think you already bought your turnips.
I did today, yes.
How much were they?
94 bells.
94 bells, good price.
I know.
It's a good price. I think 92 might be the lowest.
Yep, I've never had them go over. No, I did buy them at 95 one week, but yeah, 94 bells.
So. I've bought them well over 100. I think they go to 115, and I think I bought them at almost that before.
Mm.
So if you don't know what we're talking about, then I like it that way, and I just won't elaborate.
Fair enough.
You just think we're super into turnips. Do you like turnips?
No.
Okay, me either. Gerald?
So I sell them.
That's a no on turnips as well. You keep one turnip and leave it laying out, and you can get an ant that way.
Hmm.
Not in real... Well, maybe real life, too, but I'm not talking about real life.
That's the only way to get an ant?
I think so. Maybe you could leave like a... Yeah, because fruit won't rot or anything. That probably is the only way. You can catch a fly by leaving like a trash laying around. So if you leave a tire laying out, it'll get a fly on it and you can catch the fly.
Good to know. I just got something. I can't remember what it is, but I got something that I was... Oh, I finally got the cricket.
Oh, the mole cricket? That thing's a son of a bitch.
Yeah, it is. Got it, though.
You dig it up, and then by the time you dig it up, it's gone before you can even get the net.
It's running away. Yeah. I got it.
Have you caught the flea yet?
No.
Your villagers can get fleas.
Oh.
You got to catch them off of them. What a weird game.
Yeah.
What a weird...
Oh, I had to chase mine down, too. Don't worry.
Yeah, the turnip person should be there till noon, so you should still have them. If you're listening to this, then no, you definitely don't, because it's a minimum Monday.
Yep.
It's true. Unless you're listening to the follow Sunday, and you could have broken all time and still have them.
Yeah.
How much are yours? How much are yours, Gerald? Let's get a price update. 104. Ooh. Not terrible still. A little on the higher side.
10 more than mine.
Yeah, I do want to, before we go, because I don't know how long we've been going. I don't think long enough. But I want to give a shout out real quickly.
Yeah, we've been going for an hour and 10 minutes.
If you take off the beginning?
Actually, more than that.
Okay, so we're probably good. AC-turnip.com is the Animal Crossing New Horizon turnip calculator. You enter your buy price and then your AM and PM price for a few days, and it'll give you a projection for the rest of the week. I did use it for the first time last week, and I found it to be spot on. So if you guys are going all in with turnips, you might want to look. I think there's way more than that. That's just the one I happen to use. But invest in something like that if you're going to spend $300,000-$400,000 on turnips so that you don't get super fucked. It will tell you if you need to try to sell at a friend's island or not.
Yeah.
So that's it. That's the whole show then. If we've been going long enough.
All right. Yeah, we've been going long enough. I've been keeping track.
All right. Well, thanks for being here. Thanks for being square, whatever that means. We're all squared up with everybody. Not like square up like we're going to fight, but like we're good.
Well, that's not how Ryan squares up.
You can be square and you can square up. Yeah.
Ooh.
Gerald's attacking my weight, I think, even though I've lost weight. It's very hurtful.
That's how I took it, too.
It's very hurtful. No, it's fine. Don't try to backtrack.
You don't have
now.
To explain it, Gerald. I get it.
I'm fat. I got it. 25 pounds down, just fatty, though. I get it. People like that are why you can't get ahead in life. Head over. What the fuck am I talking about? This has been episode 385. Head somewhere, I guess. Patreon.com/GameStitch. And we'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Good night.
Good night.